Hi, this is Birgit Hindman, and welcome to the Graphics Debugging Quick Start Challenge. This is the second part, and we'll just go ahead and go right into it. We're in Visual Studio. This is Visual Studio 2013, Update 3. So if what you've got is a different update, it might look just a little bit different. But if you want it to look exactly like this, you should make sure you're in Update 3. So if you did Part 1, this is where we're going to start, is at the end of the Part 1. If you didn't do Part 1, that's fine. You can actually do these two separately. So what you want to do, if you haven't already, go ahead and go to the samples. Search online for Marble Maze. And then download this sample, DirectX Marble Maze Game Sample Visual C++. And since I already have that from last time, I'm just going to go ahead and open that. So like before, I'm going to be working with the Windows 8.1 application. There's also a phone application in here. Since we're making changes only to the shared files, that actually will apply also to the phone project. So from where we left off last time, I'm going to just go ahead and start debugging. And here's the game. And last time what we did is we started with the marble maze and then added this trail of dots that follows the marble. So what we're going to do this time is we're going to start with that, and we're going to make the marble transparent. In order to do that, we'll go ahead and start debugging one more time, this time with graphics diagnostics. So we're going to go to debug, graphics, and then start diagnostics. Or you could just do Alt F5. Now once the game has started, go ahead and press print screen. That'll capture a frame. And then we can go back to Visual Studio, stop debugging, and now you see that captured frame inside Visual Studio. So what we're going to do here is go ahead and double click on that captured frame. This opens that frame in the Visual Studio Graphics Analyzer, and this is where we're going to be doing our debugging work for the graphics. What we looked at last time, we looked at the list of the draw calls in the event list, so we can expand each of these sections and look at the draw calls that are used to render the scene. We're going to do things a little bit differently this time. Rather than using the event list to find the draw call that we're interested in, we're going to use the pixel history. So to do that, we're going to click on a pixel that we're interested in. So in this case, since we want to make changes to the marble, we're going to click on the marble. This brings up the pixel history. And that shows all of the draw calls that could potentially have impacted that pixel that we clicked on. It makes it a little easier to find the right draw call. And so if you look at this list here, we have the clear render target call, then the draw index call that draws the background, and then the draw index call that draws the marble. So already we know which draw call we're interested in, and we can also expand that to see how that actually affected the render target. So we can see the original color was kind of a medium brown, the pixel shader output a very light color, and then the result was just that light color. So what we're going to do now is we're going to change this so that we mix those two colors together using a blending function, and then the result is a blending of those colors, and the marble will appear transparent. To do that, we need to go back to our code. So in the graphics event call stack window, we're going to go ahead and click on the render call in Marble Maze main. And that takes us directly back to our code where that call was made in our C++ code. So before we actually do the render, What we're going to do is we're going to insert some code here that sets a blend factor. And if you have the document for the Quick Start Challenge, you can just copy it directly out of that document. So we're setting the blend factors right here before we make that render call. Like that. There we go. So let's see what that does. Go ahead and Alt F5. That'll allow us again to capture a frame. Okay, so looking at this, we still see the marble. I don't think that it looks any different than it did before. So let's go ahead and take another frame, and then let's look at why. So again, stop debugging. Double click to open the frame. Oops, try that again. There we go. Go ahead and select that draw call. And now we'd like to know why the blending didn't actually happen the way we thought it should. Right? We still have the same thing we did before. So what I can do is if I click on the device context, I can now look at the state of my device at the time of that draw call. So the blending is going to happen in the output merger stage. So let me look at that. There we go. So here we can see this is the blend factor that I set. So I set the blend factor to 0.8, and let me just quickly go back to the code. Right here. We set that to 0.8. And we can verify that actually worked. But we're not actually doing blending, and the reason for that is because we haven't actually set our blend function, and that's something we would see right here. So let's go back. Okay, here's the blend state. I'm going to right-click on that, find all references, and then go to where that is actually set. So this is the blend state descriptor. This is what we're setting that blend state to. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the source blend and the destination blend. And that, again, is in the Word document. And I'm going to just copy these two lines. And replace the source and the destination blend right there. And now those are using the blend factor that we set. Okay, so Alt F5 one more time. And there now the marble is transparent. So let's go ahead and actually capture a frame while we're here. So print screen again. Stop debugging. And now when I select a pixel here, I can expand the pixel history, and we can see we've got the dark brown color, the light color output by the pixel shader, and then the result is that blended color using the blend factor that we gave it. And there you go. That's the end of the second part of the Graphics Debugging Quick Start Challenge. Thanks for watching.